It's time to eat.
Get in my belly.
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Russ Tucker and Evan Silva.
Me so hungry.
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby. A special March 2nd edition of the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast. Really, one of the truly special days of the year, every year. Evan, I'm sure you know why. Why March 2nd is such a big deal?
No.
It's my birthday, dude. The founder.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy.
Thank
how old
you.
Are you
the
now,
founder man? Of the Fantasy Feast, the co-host of the Fantasy Feast, turns 37 today. How old are you?
Oh, that's not bad. I'm 32.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I remember what it was like to be 27, and I thought, oh, no, I'm getting close to 30. That's not cool. Now, 37, getting close to 40, like, I just remember my whole life when I talked to somebody that was 40 or older, I just thought they were like, man, they're already halfway dead. Like, they're old. Ugh.
Dude, you're still mid-30s, 37. You got one more year in mid-30s.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm going 37 is mid-30s. You're right. Next year, 38 will be late 30s. Anyway, very, very, very excited to talk to Matt Papson in a little bit. He's our guest today. We got an unbelievable thing for you guys that we're really excited about, and we hope you guys are as well. We'll get into that in a little bit. Most importantly, Evan, we're going to touch on free agency a lot next week and specific positions and players and all that stuff right before it starts to get your thoughts before guys start signing, although I'm sure a couple of them will actually sign before that. But I guess I just want to know, in general, you've done your Hot 100 list. You've ranked it by position. Both of them are bookmarked for me when I'm on the radio or podcasts or whatever. I guess in general, the level of importance you put on free agency and, you know, where guys end up from a fantasy perspective.
I mean, we're just waiting to see where guys land, you know, and selfishly hoping for guys who have not had opportunity that we think are talented, like a Ladarius Green, you know, the Chargers kind of long time at this point, backup tight end to Antonio Gates, who has had a lot of fantasy success when he's been given the opportunity, like in the first 4 weeks of this past year when Antonio Gates was suspended. Ladarius Green was, you know, an every week starter as a fantasy tight end. Hoping that guys like that get opportunity, or Lamar Miller, who we will talk about with Matt. Just trying to figure out, I mean, at this point, it's just a waiting game from a fantasy standpoint. We're just waiting to see where these guys land, and then, you know, a lot of guys will get hyped up when they get that opportunity, but we just want them to get that opportunity because that will allow them to become fantasy football assets.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I get excited, and I think we all want certain guys to go to certain teams to try to maximize as many guys' fantasy production possibilities in 2016 as possible. Next week, we'll start to really look at, you know, some of the positions, some of the big names at the different skill positions that we're going to be focusing on. And then the week after, we'll start to talk about where some of those big-name guys go in the first week of free agency. Anyway, more on that next week. Right now, let's eat.
Big Eater of the Week.
So I think I told you guys maybe over the last couple of weeks that we had something brewing, and I told you earlier in the show that we were very excited to get another opportunity for you guys to be in a league, a fantasy football league, with Evan and I. If you remember, last summer we had the MFL 10. Then we obviously have the year-round redraft fantasy feast league. That's always a lot of fun that Evan was dominant in until the playoffs, right, Evan? Until the championship, maybe?
Yeah, I lost to Jen. I went undefeated in the regular season. And then, you know, I think I got a first-round bye, and then Jen just bounced me in the semifinal.
That's how it happens sometimes. But anyway, how about the fact that we get another opportunity for you guys to be able to go toe-to-toe with Evan and I in an even more in-depth league? For those of you that truly have the sickness, truly have the disease, if you remember, probably about a year ago, we talked to Matt Papson of Reality Sports Online, which is basically, you know, the most realistic fantasy football league that's out there. And we're joined again this year by Matt, who's actually set up a league that you guys will be able to join against us, or at least compete to join. Evan and I will pick another participant or two each and every week starting next week and let you know what the details of that are. But he's Matt Papson from Reality Sports Online. Matt, great to talk with you again. For the people that either weren't listening last year, you know, maybe the new listeners, or even just people that need a refresher course, give them the lowdown on Reality Sports Online, because what you guys have done is really awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Great to be back again. Appreciate the opportunity. So Reality Sports Online is a fantasy front office platform that essentially puts owners in the GM seat. So my partner and I used to work for an NFL team, and we kind of took what we had learned and what we knew about working in an NFL front office, and we applied it to fantasy football. So if you go to realitysportsonline.com, you can see what the platform is all about. There's a rookie draft with slotted contracts. There's free agency. There's guaranteed money. There's cap acceleration. And it might sound complicated, but it actually is really advanced software, and it makes it really easy to use. It's a totally fun and engaging experience, totally different from anything else out there.
So it's basically the most realistic fantasy football platform.
Absolutely. Yep. It doesn't get more realistic than this. If you're one of those armchair GMs who dreams about holding one of those 32 spots, you know, this is probably as close to that experience as you're ever going to get.
So tell me and Evan about the league that you've got set up for us and our listeners.
Absolutely. So it is the Feast Front Office League on Reality Sports Online. There are going to be 12 total teams, two of which will be owned by Ross and Evan, two different divisions. So they're going to be giving away 10 spots in this league over the next several weeks. And the biggest thing is that we're going to put up a prize for the league. So the winner of the league will receive $300. Second place in the league will receive $100. It's 22 roster spots, three rookie draft rounds, and you can go on and you'll be able to check out all the different scoring, but PPR, two injured reserve spots, and a lot more details to come. But essentially, you know, you're going to be competing head to head with Ross and Evan, and it'll be the best chance you get to show how much you really know about football, and you know, if you could be a GM.
Is it fair to say, Matt, that it's almost like combining, you know, the dynasty league aspect of, you know, getting rookie players, you know, out of the draft with the auction leagues, where you have to decide how much money you're going to allocate to specific players? Is it fair to say it's almost like a combination of all of those?
Absolutely. So, you know, we essentially tried, we started with real life and kind of worked backwards. So just like in real life, there's a rookie draft where only players who are in the real life rookie draft pool are eligible to be drafted. In a standard league, you could do anywhere from one to five draft rounds. And they each receive contracts that are slotted based on the position that they were drafted in, just like they would be in real life. But you are the one drafting them and choosing their slot. And then free agency is just like free agency in real life. So, you know, Evan might offer a guy 2 years and $10 million. Ross offers him 3 years and $18 million. I offer him 4 years and $25 million. You know, that process continues until somebody signs the player. And the idea is that, yes, this is a multi-year league. So those contracts are how long you'll be able to keep that player and with what cap hit. And it uses the NFL salary cap. So that was just announced at $155.27 million. So that'll be the cap that's used for the league.
So you're going to give out $300 to the winner and $100 to second place?
Absolutely.
But the people, obviously, that are in the league don't need to pay. None of us are paying. They just get in the league by, you know, taking advantage of the stuff I'll tell them about later in terms of the iTunes comments, the email list, and the sponsor confirmation. That's awesome. So they're going to be able to win $300. Evan, right now, that's 2 months' rent. That's 2 months' rent for Evan. You know that, right?
You know, that's what they call free money.
Free money, $300 for the winner. Even $100 for second place is nice. Evan, what questions do you have?
I'm just excited to jump in. I've played in this format once before. I didn't take it seriously enough, and I dropped out after 1 year. It was in a league with Matt Waldman, who we've had on the feast before. But I'm excited to jump in during the off season when we have some time to really look over it and try to find some advantages before we, you know, set out and start offering guys deals and, you know, making draft picks.
Talk to me, Matt, about the timing of it in terms of, you know, the draft and all that stuff.
Sure. So, you know, you guys will have ultimate freedom over deciding when that will take place. But, you know, the rookie draft can take place anytime after the real rookie draft. So, you know, beginning of May would be the first opportunity that you could do that. You know, the sooner the better. I like, you know, the hype around the draft is a really fun time to do it. And then free agency, you generally want to wait till end of July, early August, so that, you know, you know who's going to be a starter and who isn't. But, you know, really, whenever you guys want to do it, whatever's convenient for you in the league, anytime.
So, and the free agents are the same guys that would be free agents right now?
So, when you start your league, free agents will be everybody who is not selected, who's not selected in the rookie draft. So,
every player is a free agent.
Will be available for you to sign.
Got it. So everybody's a free agent. So it's like an auction league at that point.
Correct. Yep. In your first year, everybody's available. And then, you know, at the end of the first year, whoever was on a 1 year deal, those contracts expire and those guys are free agents the next year. But everybody else that you've signed to a multi-year deal will still be on your roster entering next year.
Dude, I am going to kill people in this league because, you know, this is going to be year three for me for fantasy, but the cap, contracts, that I'm into that stuff, Evan. You don't know anything about that stuff. I am going to smoke you, dude.
Yeah, I know, man. You talk with Andrew Brandt like twice a week or something. I mean,
I love the contract part of it. I'll know exactly. So wait a minute, though. I have $155 million, but I only need skill guys.
Yes, in this case, you'll only need skill guys. We have it set up for a team defense league, but obviously, you know, IDP, individual defensive players, is available for anybody who wants, you know, something more in depth. You know, roster sizes, we have flexibility where the roster sizes can go up to 53 players. So, you know, for this league, we tried to keep it pretty standard. So 22 roster spots that you'll have for your $155 million. But, you know, you can kind of make it as in-depth as you want to.
Man, this is awesome. I'm legitimately pumped about this. And you guys, I'll remind you over the next couple of weeks, but I have to figure out the math as to when we'll actually start it and, you know, how many spots we'll allocate each week. But I can tell you guys right now, the way to qualify will be, you got to make sure you're on the email list over at rostucker.com. We need iTunes comments for the various podcasts, especially – the Fantasy Feast and the College Draft podcast, which is going on right now. So obviously this podcast and the College Draft as we pump that one up a little bit. And then sending us sponsor confirmations from all the great sponsors we have at rostucker.com. That's how we'll separate the men from the boys and the people that really want to get their ass beat by me in this reality. See, this is my game, Evan. You know, you do MFL 10, you do, but the more real it gets, this is when the cream of the crop rises to the top. I'm going to take this stuff very, very seriously to make sure I dominate you and all of the listeners. This is going to be all. Matt, you're not allowed in the league, by the way. You're out.
All right, no, that's fine. So right now I'm signed up as an assistant GM on your team, but I'll be totally hands off. I promise.
No, I like that. I like that. You're hired. You're hired. Assistant GM. I like that. I needed an assistant GM to help me with some of the smaller. I like it. You're hired. Hey, in all sincerity, though, so we'll talk about that league as we move forward. That's awesome. Thank you very much, Matt. I mean, you're basically giving our listeners $400, right? I mean, that's awesome.
We are. Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, we're just trying to expose it. Anytime somebody plays it, they absolutely fall in love with it. You know, we're just kind of trying to raise awareness. So we're excited for the league.
Well, that's awesome. We appreciate it. I'm sure Evan has some questions for you in terms of fantasy football. I guess my question is, I know you're doing a bunch of different stuff as it relates to fantasy football. What was the biggest takeaway from you? I like to ask everybody, every guest, this question. What was the biggest takeaway from you from a fantasy football standpoint from the 2015 season?
You know, so I always try to learn from my own mistakes. And, you know, the last time I was on here, I talked about kind of following the money in the NFL, you know, watching how much teams are investing in players and trying to use that to predict how many touches they were going to get, you know, what kind of snap count they would get. You know, it doesn't always work out perfectly, but I would say, so each of the last 2 years I've invested, especially in our league, in the Eagles quarterbacks. So in 2014, I gave Nick Foles a big contract right after he was coming off, you know, his crazy statistical 2013 season. Thought that, you know, all in on the Chip Kelly system. That didn't really work. Then again in 2015, right, they trade Nick Foles. They trade for Sam Bradford. I think, oh man, he's going to light it up in this system. I hand him a big contract, even though I've still got Nick Foles under contract in the same leagues. That didn't work out real well either. So, you know, this year I'm going to stay away from investing in the Chip Kelly quarterbacks. I'm going to stay away from San Francisco, even though I think that there's a chance that we'll see either Blaine Gabbert or Colin Kaepernick have significant fantasy value.
Interesting. Evan, do you have a question or two for Matt?
Yeah, Matt, I'm sure that your main focus right now, like mine, is NFL free agency. And there are some pretty interesting NFL free agents out there right now with very uncertain futures. You know, we got word about Alshon Jeffrey and Kirk Cousins. What's going to happen with those guys on Tuesday with the tags being placed on them? But this running back market, I think, is pretty interesting. There's a lot of good backs available. And the first one that stands out is Matt Forte. You know, the dude is 30 years old, but he's still very productive. You know, what do you kind of see in his future? And with his, with your background in an NFL front office, how much money do you think that he will command on the open market?
You know, that's a great question. So, you know, if you look at the NFL running back market, there's tier one, which was Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch, and now it's just Adrian Peterson, you know, up in the $13+ million range. Then there's a tier two, kind of from $9 million to $7 million, and then there's a tier three at essentially $4.5 million and under. But there are huge gaps between each of those tiers, $2 to $3 million. And you know, when teams sign guys in free agency, They're looking at comparable contracts around the league. How does this guy compare to another guy? You know, I think Matt Forte is probably at this point in his career going to fit somewhere between tier two and tier three. So he might be the first guy, you know, in the league making $5 or $6 million in free agency. You know, the original contract he gets might have some inflated numbers, but, you know, ultimately he's probably only going to get $5 or $6 million a year.
Yeah, we've had a couple of recent blurbs on RotoWorld just from reporters, you know, passing along information that they've heard. One of them, Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune, heard that Matt Forte would be hard-pressed to command more than $3 million a year annual. And those are probably conservative estimates just because teams have so much salary cap space, and you're right, it'll probably be more toward five. But this guy isn't going to get a whole lot of money. And what is your feeling on Lamar Miller, who, you know, is kind of beloved in the fantasy community, has been productive whenever he's gotten opportunities? You know, we all want to see him get the rock more, but there seems to be a disconnect between the way that the NFL feels about Lamar Miller, who, you know, if you were polling draft Knicks before his draft, expected him to go, maybe have a chance in the late first round, definitely second round, he falls to the fourth. And then in Miami, you know, he's kind of underutilized. They want to use him as a committee back. You know, where do you think that that disconnect comes from between the way that, you know, we may feel about Lamar Miller and the way that the NFL feels about Lamar Miller? And how do you think that that will impact him as an NFL free agent now?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You know, in fantasy, we kind of get on the hype train a little early sometimes. We don't always see eye to eye with how people value, how people in NFL front offices value players. I like Lamar Miller. I think he needs a fresh start. You know, there are some teams that he would be a good fit with. I would love to see him end up with the Cowboys playing behind that offensive line. He's not going to get a big contract in free agency. He may end up back with the Dolphins. But, you know, I think his best football is still in front of him. And so I think he's going to be a valuable guy in fantasy this year, depending on where he lands. But I do think a fresh start would be best for him.
Hey, Matt, this was fantastic. Really, really appreciate the time and this opportunity for this league with our listeners. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for hopping aboard.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. And for anybody else out there who's interested, even if you don't get in the league and you still want to play, you can use the promo code FEAST on realitysportsonline.com to get a discount on your team or league.
Nice. Love it. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Really, really excited about that. I hope you guys are as well, just like I remain excited about DraftKings.com. Mixed martial arts fans, MMA, listen up. You guys can now be part of the action yourself, and you get to do that with one-day fantasy for every major fight at DraftKings.com. It's America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site, and the MMA part of it's awesome. You just pick five fighters, pile up points for strikes, takedowns, knockdowns, and more, outscore the competition, and be crowned fantasy MMA champion. This is not fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. It makes every sport you watch more interesting, more entertaining. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code FEAST. Sensing a theme here, promo code FEAST to play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code FEAST for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to ask Ross
and Evan. Ross at RossTucker.com is the email address. You can always hit up one of the sponsors over at RossTucker.com or Amazon or whatever, or PayPal. Forward those emails to me if you have a specific question for Evan, like my buddy Gleb in Union City, New Jersey, who used the Amazon banner ad to purchase an item. It's a great way to do it because a lot of you guys are already buying stuff on Amazon anyway. Why not just do it through us? And plus, that's the same email address, ross@rostucker.com, for those of you that want to get into the Reality Sports Online League and take your shot to win $300 or $100 or just to get stomped by Evan and I. Here's the question, Evan. What is Evan's approach on using waivers during the regular season? He plays in leagues where the manager that adds a player from waivers is subsequently moved to the end of the waiver priority order for the league. Does he add all the players that he wants to his list or limit his waiver pickups to the top two or three and hope that the rest clear waivers? Again, that's Gleb from Union City, New Jersey. He forwarded me his Amazon order to ross@rostucker.com, Evan.
Yeah, so I play in leagues with waivers like that for sure. That's, you know, probably the most rudimentary form of waivers, which is fine. I mean, I like to keep things simple as well. You know, in some leagues, I mean, I've even gotten rid of defense and kicker to simplify things. And I think that those, you know, that kind of approach is just increases the fun of the game. But, you know, from a waiver wire standpoint, you know, in regard to this question, I would say that I usually try to wait until I'm really high in the waiver priority to use my waivers. You know, whether that's first or second. Say you're in a 12-team league and your waiver wire priority will continue to move up, and then when you use your waiver, you drop to the back end of the line. I try to wait until I'm in first or second, and then I will use the pickup, and I try to usually reserve my pickups for backup running backs that are on the waiver wire and all of a sudden are starters. You know, chasing big performances from like third receivers usually doesn't pay off. You know, I'm looking to wait for my waiver wire priority to jump really, really high and then use it on a running back that I know is going to get opportunity, regardless of how I feel about the guy's talent. You know, there are some backup running backs in the league that, you know, can be studs in fantasy, even if they don't have a whole lot of God-given talent. Just looking for opportunity at running back. Never use a high waiver wire priority on a defense or a kicker. You know, those are, when you need a defense or a kicker, pick them up off the free agent wire. But that, yeah, that would be pretty much my answer.
Awesome. I love it. Love email questions. Keep sending them, ross@rostucker.com. And that's also the email address for those of you that are looking to get into the Reality Sports Online League with Evan and myself. That'll do it for this week's Fantasy Feast Eaten podcast. Next week, we will be just a few hours away from free agency when we record, which will be very, very interesting. Spreading the word via social media is always appreciated, and you guys now know the deal. The iTunes comments for Feast and College Draft, as well as the sponsor confirmation if you would like to get into the Reality Sports Online League. Excited to see which 10 of you we select for this league. For Evan, I'm Ross. We're stuffed. We're full. It's the Fantasy Feast. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
So, everybody uses the internet for everything now, right? I mean, come on. You listen to this podcast via the internet, whatever. We all got it. The internet's where it's at. Did you know that the internet is where it's at for buying cars now as well? TrueCar is the internet's car buying solution for determining a fair price on a new car. You know how it is. You can find everything on the internet. Well, now you can find what is the fair price in your area on the car you want via TrueCar. Go online, see what it is. Check it out. TrueCar, You can see what others in your area paid for the same car you're looking for, which helps you determine fair price. Then you get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,200 off of MSRP, and over 2 million cars have now been sold by the TrueCar certified dealer network. In fact, there are over 10,000 dealers in the TrueCar certified dealer network. Visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay.